What were your takeaways, positive and negative, from the scrimmage tonight?
Positive. Definitely saw, we talked this last week in our very first scrimmage, how we wanted, that was our starting point. We wanted to see a big improvement from week one to week two. I definitely think we saw that. A lot more assignment soundness, guys flying around the ball, and a pickup in intensity. Some things we still saw were a few busts. Offensively, I know Coach Holst mentioned, I've paid a little bit more attention, of course, to the defense, but Coach Holst was talking a lot about our assignment soundness on the offensive side of the ball, whether it be lining up correctly or just our execution on our offensive plays. Those were the takeaways, I believe.
Speaking of the offense, you had a number of different quarterbacks out there. Where are you leaning with that so far here in fall camp? Who's taking most of the reps there?
You know, I think we've got it narrowed down to a couple kids that'll continue to take reps. I'd have to talk with Coach Holst. He's the guy in that situation. But my thoughts are, I think we're probably going to continue to rep those two, and those being Cameron Kirkwood and Caden Race. They both did some good things tonight. Both had some things they need to work on. Coach Holst, I'm sure we'll sit down and watch the film and come away from that thing and point them in a direction that'll come up with some sort of starter for this next week. And there will be probably a little bit of discrepancy in the reps. Somebody will get a little better deal there. But I think we're going to probably continue to rep both of them as much as we can and get them ready for our next opponent.
You had a couple of guys run the ball really well tonight. Who stood out at that running back position?
You know, I was really impressed with a young guy, a freshman, Angel Nava. He had a couple really, really good runs. Briley Skillings had a couple that were good, all grit type runs, and nothing flashy. You know, he got after it. And VJ Pitter struggled a little bit tonight compared to what we've been seeing in practice. And I think a lot of that just has to do with we try to split our talent as evenly as we can during this week, and so you don't see the cohesiveness of a first team or a second team type thing. And I think he was running behind some guys that he wasn't used to, but he still did a pretty good job. So
Camels are certainly known for their multiple receiver sets. Who's kind of been at the forefront of that receiver group so far here this fall?
Yeah, that's another one. I think Morgan Merchant's done some really good things, as has the Hilliard kid. He's had some good looks. He dropped a ball late that would have been a long gain for us. Another kid that's just getting his feet wet, hasn't played football a whole heck of a lot, I think that is going to be a factor on the offensive side of the ball, is Trey Ladke. So he's shown us a few good things in practice as well. So
you got some good size up front with some of your offensive linemen. What are some names that have stood out on the O-line?
On the O-line, there are several. That's one of our deeper spots, I believe. And, you know, somebody that's really pushing some guys, and he's maybe not necessarily to that starting point yet, is a young man, Coulter Rankin. And he's doing some things. He shows some nastiness. He's got to get some control there. But he's pushing those older guys that have a little bit more experience. Tyler Wilson's been solid. He's done a good job. Alex Vance is one of our tackles, another guy that doesn't have a ton of experience. But, man, you know, he's had some vast improvement over the last couple of weeks.
All right, we got that boring offense stuff out of the way. Now we'll talk about the good stuff on the defensive side of the ball. We'll kind of go position by position there as well. Defensive line, who's impressed you so far this fall on the D-line?
You know, defensive line-wise, our number one standout right now would be VJ Pitter. He's got a lot of tools. He's got a motor. He's got to work on cleaning up his tackles a little bit. But he's somebody that seems to always be around the football, and we love to see that. Another guy, again, Coulter Rankin, has done a fantastic job, you know, all camp. He's a gritty kid, type of kid that we really like to see and like to see him continue to improve. But those two, I think, have stood out on the defensive line side of the ball the most.
How about your linebacker crew? You run that 4-3. Who's standing out at linebacker?
You know, that one was that's my pride and joy there. I've been linebacker's coach for a long time. Don't have anybody coming back off of last year that has any varsity experience whatsoever. The number one guy right now that I've been super impressed with is Rayshon Doyle. He's playing our MAC backer, and he's coming off of freshman ball. He's really gotten a grasp of the defense and is taking charge, and you know, he's really, really sound right now. Schematically, he's got to clean up a few things. His pad level's pretty high, and some things like that, but a really good surprise there. He's doing a really good job so far. Another kid that's showed us some pretty good things is Dawson Hayden. He's a sophomore as well. You know, just played freshman ball last year. He's got a knack for the ball and really gets downhill really well. What he lacks in size, he's got a lot of heart. He's a wrestler, you know, good type of kid that we like to have at linebacker. But those two are really doing a fantastic job so far.
And we'll wrap it up in the secondary. Your group of DBs, who's leading the charge there?
You know, Morgan Merchant has emerged. He was a sophomore guy this year. He's a junior. He has really taken that defensive backfield and doing what we really like to see and communicating with that group and getting them where they need to be. I've been super, super impressed with him and his ability to get downhill after a pass or on the run and making good solid tackles. Trey Ladke's another one, you know, again, super, super raw and got to clean quite a few things up. But you can tell, I think, by the end of the year, he's going to be a pretty good player for us. So,
no surprise, a lot of the names that you highlighted on the offensive side of the ball, you also highlighted on the defensive side. Got a lot of two-way guys. How's conditioning going for those guys?
Oh, it's good. It's good. I think the way that we run our practice defensively, I'm very, very adamant about them getting to the ball and the amount of running we do in between plays, getting all 11 guys around the ball every single play helps with that. And those guys going both ways and pretty much everybody going both ways, I think that helps. And up to this point, we've been very fortunate with having extra time not being in school, and we've been able to come in the mornings and get a lot of that conditioning piece out of the way and really take advantage of that time.
All right, well, Coach Christensen, congrats on a scrimmage in the books. And now we get the dress rehearsal next week, and then Cheyenne East. We'll be talking to you later on in the week.
All right, sounds good. Have a good one.